to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it don't talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM, shortwave talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're live with the program from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, on this Thursday, the fourth day of January 2007. It's going to take me a little time to get used to even saying 2007, let alone write it. On today's program, I've got Greg Szymanski coming on in just a few minutes. And at first, on this story about Leo Wanta, I didn't see any verifiers on this. Christopher Story, editor and publisher of the International Currency Review, World Reports Limited, London and New York, they have been going over this deal, and we'll get all the information from Greg Szymanski on this. He's been writing about this, I think, for over a year. So we will go through that information, and ironically enough, what is owed the federal government is about the same amount of money that they spent in 2006. The deficit is $4.6 trillion. There's money due to the United States government that ironically comes up to about the same figure. So we'll talk to Greg about that. And I just want to remind people that following this program is Robbie Noel. And what he talks about is financial stuff. And we're going to be beefing up that show. So we're going to make that the premier program, so to speak, when you want financial advice. So we're working on that also. And just let it be known, folks, that if you get high pressured from gold and silver traders out there, one of the latest tricks we've learned, of course, is we want to lock you in. Go down to the bank now. Call us from the bank. We've got to do this within minutes. And, folks, anybody that's trying to push you into a deal without you having time to think about what you're doing, chances are you do not want to do it. I'm not going to name any names out there, but this is the high-pressure tactic they're now applying, that you've got to lock your deal in. Folks, when you call Republic Trading Group, we lock you in at that price. We don't pressure you into doing a bank wire unless you want that immediately, okay, within days. That's not how you're supposed to be doing business. We prefer that people wire transfer money instead of waiting for the check and waiting for it to clear and all that other stuff. But it is a high-pressure sales tactic to get you locked in and get your money. And that doesn't give you any time to back out of any deals when you discover that you're being taken to the cleaners. And I just want to let people be aware of that out there. It's one of the latest tactics we've found that our brethren out there, and that's tongue-in-cheek, folks, with these high-pressure sales groups for these gold and silver traders. I think we ought to start calling them traitors, not traders, but traitors, to any principle of any semblance of doing business, doing it honorably. Okay? And that's all I'll say on that subject. You know, it's one thing to say buyer beware. It's another thing entirely to let the buyer feel comfortable with what they're doing. 800-691-7898 is the number for Republic Trading Group. The gold and silver prices remain low. Stock market all-time high. Something's going to give, baby. And it's going to be the stock market and your pocketbook. We'll take the break. Be right back on the other side with our guest today, Mr. Greg Szymanski, right after this.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This is from the World Reports.org. They write that the U.S. Treasury Secretary seized and brought before the ad hoc tribunal in Germany on a subpoena handed out by the International Court of Justice, or World Court, if you will, on charges of money laundering, non-payment of the WANTA $4.5 trillion, and for misappropriation and or diversion of colossal sums. German authorities exercised the international subpoena, bringing Paulson and Cheney under German jurisdiction, given that German banks trying to make the WANTA payment were twice prevented by Mr. Paulson from doing so. When this happened the second time, they claimed that Paulson was arrested. Now, Paulson was charged with diversion of funds and with non-performance of WANTA's $4.5 trillion. He was arrested after seeing Angela Merkel, who would otherwise be complicit in the $4.5 trillion theft, which, of course, she is not, but that's the situation. Now, arrest confirmed by seven different sources, key U.S. Treasury official ordered to Germany, subjected to a gag order, and instructed to testify against his own U.S. Treasury secretary, who's been in Germany for the past 2 weeks, testifying before the tribunal, staff of the U.S. consulate, and the German attorney general. And that's the equivalent. They really don't have an attorney general, but he's the equivalent in Germany, about the endlessly frustrated attempts of Ambassador wants his corporation to obtain release of the funds and about alleged criminal violations by Paulson, Goldman Sachs, and company et al. By the way, Goldman Sachs is in receipt of that $4.5 trillion, and they're not getting up off of it. I have Greg Szymanski from Arctic Beacon with me. Good afternoon, Greg.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Fine.
Well, we got more verifiers on this. I looked at your story on the Arctic Beacon, and you say in your article, besides the British outlet at World Reports, the Arctic Beacon has been the only U.S. outlet covering the Wanta story, and that you've actually had interviews with Cottrell and Wanta in hopes of getting to the bottom of the story, and I'm here to say that that is true.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you. I've been up and down, over and out in this story. I've been praised. I've been ridiculed. I've been harassed by people. You wouldn't believe the ramifications of what happened when this story was hot. And that, when I mean hot, when Wanta supposedly ended up with this settlement of $4.5 trillion. And I'm looking at a document here that was sent to Paulson verifying this settlement. And since then, it's been about 6 months, and the money's been used, and not, well, basically it's been held back, according to Cottrell, who I just, Mike Cottrell is the treasurer of this group called Ameritrust. Now, I talked to Mike just yesterday, and basically he verified, and he said that everything that is on the World Reports story is from him, okay? It's his diary,
okay,
given to Story. Now, Mike's going to come on to my show next week and talk. He hasn't talked in a while, and he's going to explain everything again. I might add, for those of you listening that have followed my stories, the reason Leo Wanta hasn't talked in several months is he's under a gag order and has not spoken with anybody or given any interviews, including myself. When I was one of the first guys to really nail down this story about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when I started talking to Leo, and it was just an incredible story of intrigue, how it goes all the way back to the Russia, to the Cold War, and his role in raising all this money under a Reagan protocol, Executive Order 12333, which really changed the way that offshore companies and American companies did business, allowing them to do a lot of trading under the off the books in what was called a way to protect our country and a way to protect national security.
Well, yeah, sure. Everything's thrown under that umbrella.
Yeah. And so just to, before we, if you want to go back into the history of this story, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out to folks out there that out of this worldreports.org expose on this, that they're saying that a senior official within U.S. Treasury, as I said earlier, was placed on that gag order. But here's something people may not know, that the settlement was signed last year in May of 2006 by none other than George W. Bush.
He was involved in it. Yeah.
Yeah, the United States Supreme Court judges and other prominent U.S. parties and warmly welcomed the group of eight, the G8 countries, in July of 2006. So this was a done deal last May.
Yeah, and it was kind of a, you know, just to let you know what Cottrell said the other day, he said that, you know, I've been following how they've reneged on this agreement, where the money's been hidden. He told me yesterday, basically, that Paulson was detained and released in Germany because he wanted the German chancellor to divert the Wanta funds. The German chancellor became upset and decided to take action. So he was released contingent upon him releasing the Wanta money. So basically, if the money's given to the proper parties, all will be forgiven. If not, they're going to pursue it in whatever manner they can. And that can be a tricky thing because of the jurisdiction of the court,
right,
and the protection they can give Paulson. Now, I contacted the White House, I contacted the Treasury Department, they're not saying anything. They're neither confirming or denying anything.
Well, that's a non-denial denial, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not getting anything from them. You're not getting anything from the mainstream media in either Europe or America, and that's obvious why. However, how the story comes down, when Cottrell recently just told me, he said, listen, the basic problem here is that it's a hard story to swallow because people can't realize how much money's really involved here. They can't fathom that it could be that much money. But he said, that's just the tip of the iceberg here. This story opens up a can of worms of hundreds of trillions of dollars that have been diverted by three presidential administrations. And that's the real problem here. It's not so much the 4.5T, but it's what this story really shows behind the scenes, how they've raised all their money all over the years. And Leo was involved in this one way or another, and it's just an incredible story.
So this guy can name times, dates, places, the players.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're going back three presidents, including this one, that would mean George W. Bush, that would mean Bill Clinton, and Daddy Bush.
Yeah, and I've seen documents that he's given me. He's got his accounts where Bush has used over $1 billion that was transferred into account into an offshore bank from into the account of Jorge George Bush. I mean, that's just the beginning. He's documented right now over $745 billion in misdirected or stolen money, and that probably is just conservative. He says it's up into the trillions.
Now, Greg, just for matters of clarification, we're talking about over $370 trillion. Where did this money come from originally?
Well, here's how the whole thing began, and Wanta is a key figure here because this story, when you start tracing it all the way back to the Cold War, Leo worked as a Treasury agent for Ronald Reagan. And at the time, he had met with all the big shots in the White House, and they were figuring out a way to come up with a scheme to destabilize the ruble, to basically bring down the Soviet Union at that time. And so Wanta came up with an idea, and him and several other people went overseas, and under Reagan's directives now, they began trading money. And they began making a fortune on a very slick scheme on how to take rubles, and turn them into dollars, but basically amassing a fortune, and at the same time bringing down the Russian economy. Well, anyway, this money started to grow and grow and grow and grow, and these guys were literally making billions every day. I mean, it's incredible. And it grew to what was estimated to be $27.5 trillion over the years. Now, this is in over 100. He's got a list of over 100 offshore banks that were involved in this. I mean, the bank lists are amazing. His story is amazing, and how he began to, well, he says this, and, you know, I take him for his word. He says that he always felt that Reagan, he was directed this. He said the money was to be brought back to be used to help America. Now, all this offshore money was then to be taxed, brought back to the economy, and used to benefit our economy. But what happened was, when Reagan left office, Wanta, being a loyal Reagan follower, now there's a point here. How much did he really know? So he says that he always felt that the money was to be brought back to America. So him and his partner, who was a Chinese partner, involved in this money trading. And it's, you know, it's so complicated. I guess the best way to explain it to the listeners is just to say this. You form a corporation. You begin trading offshore money. You begin investing that, reinvesting it. They use the very sophisticated software program. And it escapes my name right now. It's very popular. But all they basically did was sat and made money trading dollars, trading and investing. So basically they bought out a company in Singapore. And now you understand that Reagan's directives allow private people to do this kind of business. Okay? Now the protection they're getting is through national security, investing, trading. But the key was Wanta always felt the money was to be returned to the States. Now, here he's with a guy named Howie Kwok Kong, his partner, and they end up owning a company where George Bush had an enormous amount of money in, George Sr. Well, Sr., just when he became president, they met in a hotel in Singapore, and Howie got very upset because Bush basically wanted to clean them out or take half of what they had.
All right, hold on, Greg. I got to take this break. We'll be back with Greg Szymanski. His website is arcticbeacon.com. And we'll talk to Greg right after this short break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Program note here, later on in this broadcast, I'm going to play a speech given by the mayor of Salt Lake City, Ross C. Anderson. His name, they call him Rocky, and he made the speech last August. And folks, this guy could be arrested by Homeland Security about going after the president. It's a lengthy speech, but the amount of people that were there and what was said is absolutely amazing. And another program note, starting this Monday, this coming Monday, the man that you're hearing on the program right now, Greg Szymanski, will be rejoining Republic Broadcasting Network, and his time slot will be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Monday through Friday, and the shortwave frequency will be 12.180. So I just want to let you folks know that, and he's going to have Mr. Cottrell, Michael C. Cottrell, as a guest next week. So you may want to tune into this. This story is starting to gain some legs and starting to get out there. And another note, Pat Kiley, which runs a financial show twice a week throughout the country on many AM and FM stations, is going to be carrying this Wanta story, as well as Bob Chapman in the International Forecaster. That is going to be part and parcel of his newsletter that goes out to more than 100,000 people. So, Greg, the message is getting out there.
I really believe that it's a great story. You know, I said a long time ago when I was covering this story that I felt after I started talking to Leo that the amount of money involved here and how they did business, looking at all the financial records that he'd sent to me, back before this settlement was even reached. This was maybe a year and a half ago. The whole key to the story was a human interest story about this man who got involved in this unbelievable story of all this trillions of dollars, which I had no idea about. I mean, and most people in the country never did either, but it's really sneaky how these people did business. Some of this money, Leo's documented, went to Noriega through Bush. He also documented money that Hillary Clinton used illegally through the Children's Fund. And this all revolves around the Vince Foster murder. So, I mean, this thing goes so deep, and there's so much to talk about, and there's so much of a human interest element to it, besides just the financial documentation that Story does over at World Reports. The point is Leo, to me, showed me how they amassed this money, how they misused it, how he was then illegally detained and arrested and held in a Swiss jail because he bucked the powers that be, George H. Bush, to name one of a few. And basically, he had a rundown with Bush. When Bush wanted to use this money illegally, Leo said, no, you can't. I'm not going to sign off on it. And that's when Mr. Wanta ended up in a Swiss jail for over 200 days.
I was just going to say, you know, this Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. Were just absolutely probably... what's the proper adjective here? Elated that this guy goes to jail? I mean, if you look at George Bush Jr. here, I don't know what we want to call this guy, but this guy takes $1 billion of this money. He's complicit in money laundering and complicit in absolute theft. And I think $1 billion would well qualify for being felony theft.
Yeah, and I've had that documented about a year ago on my website. I mean, the documents from Leo, just that one transaction. I mean, there's many, many more. But here's exactly, before we go into all the details, and there's some really cool details about how Vince Foster's involved in this and Mark Rich and other people.
I wonder, by the way, I wanted to tell you, Greg, that Pat Kiley had information. I mean, I talked to him yesterday. We were having a staff meeting here at the network, and he happened to call me, and I just put him on speakerphone, and he said, look, he said, I'm literally sitting here with my head in my hands. He said, this thing is a lot deeper, involves, and he mentioned Hillary Clinton, and he says, and it quite possibly has ties to the murder of Vince Foster.
Oh, so it definitely does.
Yeah, so this may come about full circle. Everybody in the country was happy as pigs in blankets here when the Vince Foster thing quietly went away with all the glaring inconsistencies supposedly in this guy's death, being found in a park in Washington, D.C., had been killed someplace else and the body moved. Hillary Clinton had been hinted at the time, knew about his death, that he was in her office, and it looks, and I can't verify this one, but there had been many reports about these two having a tryst of some sort. So if this goes back to the Wanta money and all these billions of dollars and she partook in this, gee, do you think this might hedge off her chances for the running for president in 2008?
If the whole truth ever got out, none of these people would be in Congress or in the White House.
And Greg, this might be one of the things that unseats these people, because we constantly talk about the criminal cabal operating in Washington, D.C. I mean, we've given example after example, incontrovertible proof that these people are, in fact, criminals. But this is the sort of thing that unseats people in Congress. People thought that Richard Nixon was a big deal here.
I want to mention this, too. Not one person in Congress, and I've tried to talk to these people. I've contacted the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairman, the House Finance chairman, the same with the Senate. And, for example, the head of the Senate Finance Committee, the senator, is a personal friend of Leo's. Leo said he knew him 10 years ago. They don't talk much now.
Hold on to that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Another program note, since we're switching around the schedule, and I know some of you folks out there are going, oh, please don't do that, because it's the only time available I have to listen to this person or that person. Well, our apologies, but we need to do for the network what works for the network. And starting Monday, Frank Whalen will be taking his leave of the morning spot, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and he'll be moving to an overnight show. And a few people down here in Central Texas, if you're up about 11 o'clock at night, 11 to 3 in the morning, he's going to go head-to-head with George Norrie, and I do believe this kid can pull it off. He's full of energy. He's full of knowledge. He doesn't go into the UFO stuff as other people out there do, but at any rate, that will be effective Monday, and starting at 11 p.m. Central Time on WWCR's 3.215. Of course, Mark Dankoff, Greg Szymanski is taking Mark Dankoff's spot. Mark Dankoff is moving back to the mornings, adding an hour to his show, so he'll be doing a program on this network from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m., 3 hours in the morning, Monday through Friday. And if you've not heard his program, ladies and gentlemen, you should, because it beats the pants off anything else out there as far as, I guess, morning drive time. So there you have it. Greg, I'll tell you what, let's squeeze in some calls in here. Pepper our production here today. Let's go.
I did want to say one thing.
Yes.
That move with Frank Whalen's a good one. He'll be good at night. I like Frank a lot.
I'll tell you what.
He'll fit in there really well.
Yeah, I mean, a 6 a.m. guy. I mean, 6 a.m. Central, you're looking at 5 Mountain, you're looking at 3 West Coast. And we've got George Norrie out there plastered all over the country in that same time slot. And Norrie, you know, he's got people on the air like Alex Jones, and he does some good programming now and again. But if you look at the roots of where he came from, the Art Bell thing, I mean, Art Bell, I read his book. I read the words that he penned himself, and he said, well, I don't care about a New World Order as long as it's run benignly. You know, so
yeah.
So what does that tell you? So, yeah, Frank.
I've been asked several times to be on the Norrie show, and I've always turned him down. And people said, oh, you shouldn't. You'll get so many people listening. And I just said, no, you know, I'd rather not be on his show. So,
well, this will give you an opportunity because we're going to run him right up against George Norrie. We're going to go into the markets that don't have the Norrie program. They'll have something, I don't want to say similar, because as I said, you know, he's got a grasp on the Constitution, law, of what's good, what's bad, and he will blow George Norrie right out of the water.
Yeah.
So maybe you can do.
And one thing on my show, people that don't know, they've followed my show for a while. I'm going to add some new things and use a little bit of my legal background to talk more in depth to help some people out legally and some of the things that are going on in our country. I might add that Bush just passed something December 20th that allows the government to read our mail without a warrant.
I've got the story right in front of me.
Okay. Crazy,
huh? Let's go to the phones here. Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, Fred.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Greg, could I ask you, you mentioned the executive order by Reagan, 1-2,
right.
What is it again?
1-2-3-3-3.
Okay, now, what type of executive order? You said it was sort of a, not a finding, but you had some kind of term that you used.
Well, what he did, basically, and I guess I'll try to make it simple, what he said was he was going to open up, allow U.S. corporations to do business in the name of the United States of America for protection of our national security, okay? And what that means was it was going to be a lot of off-the-book money that was going to be done with the help of the CIA, the help of other people in the government. So the government was now intermingling with corporations, and their primary interest was at the beginning was to ruin the Russian ruble. And Wanta came up with this financial scheme using Promise software, I believe, where they really started to rake in the dough. I guess that's the simplest way to do it. And Reagan's directives allowed that. However, like I said, the idea was to then bring this money back and have it taxed. Now, you can imagine the amount of money that would generate.
It'd be a trillion and a half dollars that the government would have got immediately right off of Wanta's settlement.
Right, that's $1.5 trillion in taxes just off of Wanta's $4.5 trillion. So you can imagine. Well, you see what happens is this thing. I question Reagan's. I think he Wanta says he's a loyal supporter of Reagan, and perhaps he was. You got to look at the times. You got to look at basically what was going on. But you know, I'm looking at it a little more deeply now. I think Reagan knew what was happening behind the scenes.
Well, let me throw something
was
else.
A cash cow for them.
Well,
you know,
let me throw something else in here because you mentioned Noriega, money being funneled to Noriega. Now, we know that the arms sales that went on, they were running drugs into the country, selling drugs to pay for their black bag
sure.
operations down in Central America. So, you know, Reagan, he got caught red-handed. Of course, he claimed ignorance on this deal, but he had absolutely no idea that the Iran-Contra affair, it's become known as, that any of this was going on. And I'm just wondering how much of Wanta money was paying for black bag operations back then.
Well, that's what Leo, after they put Leo away, because he said that he didn't want to play ball with them. I mean, he didn't, you know, you got to understand, this is private money. That was being used. You could set up a private corporation, but yet the money was being protected, being used to destabilize the foreign governments, to protect us, supposedly, he thought.
Yeah.
And in a sense, to set us up into a strong financial position in the early 90s so we wouldn't be in this problem now. And Leo said, basically, if this money would have been used properly, we would be the biggest
financial power in the world right now, and but all the money's being used illegally, off the books,
right,
and to God knows where.
Yeah, Fred.
Yeah, can I just mention that it's an example of a covert action that Reagan had wanted, getting out of control, but also the markets, the international markets, are now not worth a damn. Because if this can happen, if this practice can continue by one or more countries, and it may be continuing, then the markets are not worth anything. And also,
yeah,
the use of force, violence, gag orders, that kind of thing is really a red flag, and I think that it really has the ring of truth.
I suspect, Fred, that going back to Vince Foster, it very well could have been that they recognized this man as being a weak link in the chain. Maybe somebody had something on him, and maybe his response. And this is subjective on my part, but what does murdering Vince Foster in basically the light of day in Washington, D.C., and having the grounds up there littered with bodies, what would warrant a situation such as that? Now,
and also,
when something like this happens, whether you're a U.S. senator or a congressman, that you're Arkansas-ed, so to speak, that sends a message to other people that, look, you're under our thumb here, speak not, otherwise dead men tell no tales.
Right. You know, and like I said, but the last break, you know, every senator I tried to contact or congressman refused to even acknowledge his existence, will not talk about this story. And so it tells me they know him.
Do they know the story? Did you ever get
any? Oh, they know the story.
Oh, okay.
They know the story. We got one response from one senator from a reader who sent in my stories, and he was basically categorically denying everything. But that's the only thing that we've got. From the top people that know this story, they just are not letting it out. Now, the real thing, the connection with Foster is interesting, because 2 weeks before Foster was killed, he was sent to Switzerland, and he was to get $250 million from Leo out of the want of money, and this was to be used, Leo thought, for what was called the Children's Fund. Now, so Leo cuts three checks, gives it to Foster to go back. And in the meantime, Leo was he was told by Clinton to go and given authority, because he was made the ambassador to Somalia, from Somalia to Switzerland. And this is something that has been verified, so I don't want to get into it, spend the whole day talking about it.
I understand.
But anyway,
yeah.
So they sent him with diplomatic immunity to arrest Mark Rich. That's what he thinks he's going to do. Well, when he gets there, he's double-crossed. Rich is tipped off and escapes. Leo ends up in a jail after giving the money to Foster, who went back with that money. And you know what? The story is so verifiable because Yitzhak Rabin wrote a letter, which I've seen. He was coming to release Leo because they were friends. Now, you know, Yitzhak Rabin ended up getting killed. When they found out that Yitzhak Rabin was coming, Leo was then taken to the States. He didn't know why. But anyway, prior to that, 2 weeks after he was in jail in Switzerland, Foster goes back and then is killed in the park. None of this money ever was accounted for. And I've talked to some of the most important people that have been doing investigations on the Foster murder and had them on my show, a guy named Jonathan Turley, who has really done a remarkable legal job in getting to the truth behind Foster. There's just some amazing things in that story. But the one interesting thing is nothing regarding this $250 million was ever mentioned in the Foster investigation. In Leo's documentation, that he gave him the money.
Fred and Philly, I thank you for your call, sir. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Hello, John.
Hi.
And Greg. John, I want to thank you for finally bringing this story on your program. I've been a frequent caller into Greg's show when he was on RBN.
Mm-hmm.
Greg probably recognizes my voice, don't you, Greg?
Yes. Well, make sure you call next week.
Okay, I will. And I'm glad to hear you're coming back.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm glad to be back. I've been on both stations, and
you know, I like, put it this way, I think RBN gives you the archives free, and they do a lot of things that make it easier for a broadcaster to make a go of it. So
yes, this is a touchy story. I have been on virtually, I'll say, about 90% of the RBN shows bringing this issue up.
Mm-hmm.
Having researched it very thoroughly, I'm actually writing a piece for the Idaho Observer this month, so be looking for that.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I know Don and Ingrid, yeah. Just tell them I said hi.
I will. I'm looking at the whole thing. You're right about the promised software. You know, Osama bin Laden plays into this thing. Al-Qaeda, the CIA, the FBI, there are a lot of issues that need to come out. And Christopher Story's International Currency Review is a masterful piece of work. 480 pages. I don't know if you've had a chance to read that.
No, yeah, he's done a really thorough job financially. He's been following this story for a long time, too.
Yes, and you know, he's an expert in this field going on soon to be 40 years.
Now, here's one thing I want you to understand, though, in this story. You can get lost in the woods in this story where you'll never come out alive. And what I mean is there's just so much going on. You have to look at the big picture, I think. And what I mean by that is, look at all the money they've stolen, how they've used it, and what they're doing, what the story is showing now, how they're systematically destroying our economy when, in fact, they have the funds. If they were patriots, if they were people that cared about this country, we have the money to revitalize our country, bring back jobs. We'd have trillions of dollars to do this. And it shows you the traitorous acts of the Bush administration and the other people involved in our Senate and House and how they're systematically bringing down this country. Now, the question becomes, why would want to enter into a settlement of this amount? Well, I think it's a deal. I mean, he basically told me, he said, listen, you know, if I don't get this, I may not get anything. And, you know, he spent some time in jail. They released him for some reason. And I think the reason was that he was willing to cut some kind of deal that would bring back some money. But the rest of it would still be out there. And
it was a keep out of jail card. And also it would put money in his pocket and guarantee that the guy spends the rest of his life on planet Earth rather than get cut short for whatever reason, whoever wanted to off him.
Well, the CIA was claiming erroneously that he was dead and while they were pilfering the money. Actually, he was under house arrest at this time. There have been numerous reports that he was released from jail in 2005. That's not true. He was under house arrest, and he was still squabbling with the Wisconsin
authorities. Yeah, and that was the time I was talking to him you know, all the time in the story at that point, before the settlement came in. And the point of the story was that I think they were hashing some things out. People said, well, why didn't they just get rid of Leo? Well, if you look at it, they tried many times. And I think he had the key to a lot of money. They still didn't know where it was at.
That may be the case, too.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
Yeah, the $4.5 trillion, I believe, is Leo's attempt to reestablish himself and his credibility, number one, which is not in dispute with me and anyone that really knows the whole story. They're not going to discredit him. There's a lot of disinformation out there on the web, and there's also this concerted effort to cover this up. Now, you had written and mentioned on your program in the past, Greg, that Leo had amassed $27.5 trillion. Christopher Story points out that money is actually accrued to $75 trillion right now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just in the time period between the first settlement and let's say May or June of this past year, our Treasury lost the amount of somewhere around $11 trillion.
Listen, just on this settlement, Cottrell told me the other day, I said, well, what's happening with this $4.5 trillion? He said, well, they're making probably the same amount of money, $4 trillion every 2 weeks, by reinvesting and keeping it from us. So, you know, while you know, they're saying they're going to release the settlement, they're using this money They're keeping it away from the American people. Now, the question becomes, do you believe in your heart that they will ever release any, do anything good for this economy? In my heart, I can't see the powers that be ever trying to do anything good.
No, I'd agree with you.
Unless we stick the legal gun in their face, tell them to put their hands up in the air and get up off the cash, and by the way, you're going to jail.
Yeah, if we can put the pressure on them and more people start talking about this story, which I consider to be one of the biggest financial stories in the history of our country, because it involves more money than we've ever, more theft, the biggest bank theft in the history of our country. If more people get behind this and demand the truth, perhaps we could get some of this money released.
All right.
At least the 4.5T.
Don, I appreciate your call, my friend.
Thank you, John.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, and thank you, Greg.
Okay, thanks, Don.
All right, we'll take the break here, come back on the other side. We're going to spend about another, about 20 more minutes with Mr. Greg Szymanski. His website is Arctic Beacon. He's coming back on the network starting Monday in the 11 to 1 o'clock spot, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Monday through Friday, and his shortwave frequency will be 12.180. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
All right, we are back here. Let's go to Arizona. This trip on the phone board, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, John. Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You don't remember me. I interviewed you on my radio show about 6 months ago. John, I wanted
to
tell you.
Yeah, now I do. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, I wanted to tell you, I went down the rabbit hole on this guy and his story very thoroughly before. before I ever put him on my show, mm-hmm. and he was 99 and 99 100% right dead on. Just want to bring up a couple things to you, John. Well, first of all, welcome back to RBN Live. The shows are archived, so I can go back and listen to your shows again, Greg.
Good. Yeah, I'll come back and listen. We'll get better and better.
Now, don't you think that these people that are involved with the Bushes and the Clintons would realize that it's very deadly to be involved with them? I mean, Yitzhak Rabin, Noriega, Foster, Hussein, they're all gone, okay? The curiosity, the timeline that I went into, you might remember this, Greg, and I think I brought this up to you. I think it was within 6 months before we invaded Panama and Bush went in and got, you know, Noriega ousted, he had wired $1 billion in there. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was, remember, and then, we had that documentation of the money going from one count to another.
So that shows a similarity.
Bush,
It shows a similarity between, you know, there's a distinct possibility that Bush had him ousted because he didn't want him opening his mouth. And, of course, the Bush Jr. Just had Saddam Hussein hung because he didn't want him opening his mouth. So, you know, you take that all into consideration and say, why would anybody want to do business with these people? But anyway, I just want to say welcome back. And, John, I want to tell you, okay, last week I was listening to you, and you were just as despondent as you possibly could be, and then you got your head around this story, and all of a sudden you're positive, thinking there's hope for the destruction of the New World Order.
Well, and it wasn't just this story. It was also that came out of World Reports about the possibility of France, the United Kingdom, a couple other countries involved. One is Italy, of turning back the euro and once again having their own country's currency. So that means, and that's why I got a little giddy here, because I'll be honest with you, Michael, driving in last week, I'm thinking, you know, do we have to do another year of the same old bad news story, here comes the New World Order, you know, unabated? Well, It apparently what's happening right now, and there's a good chance, I'll give it about a 70-30, that the globalists and the New World Order will be turned back, because their number one key, their one number one tool is the finances, the international banking, World Bank, IMF, all their little member bank buddies like the Fed Reserve inside this country for the fractionalized reserve banking, all that goes bye-bye. That takes the teeth out of the globalists. This is what they've been using to print their funny money and buy up real assets. Well, we cut their water off. They've got no place to go except back under the rock from whence they came. So that's why I'm excited, along with the Leo Wanta story, but that was the main thrust of last week, that we have a real chance here of turning this back.
I mean, I'll tell you what, one other thing, and then I'm going to leave you guys because I know you're busy. Just think about this, okay? If that happens with the euro and all these countries turn back from it, and this, if our wonderful girlfriend Nancy Pelosi would get into any investigations whatsoever and start exposing any of this stuff about Wanta and all this the nefarious actions going on, boy, would some people not be ousted in a hurry?
Well, I'll tell you what, if Nancy Pelosi... And I don't hold much credence for her, but if she would do just this, maybe it's going to be Pelosi for 2008 instead of Hillary Clinton. Now, there is a real possibility.
Well, I don't know. At this point, it'd be a scary thought.
I know. I know.
Okay. Hey, great talking to you guys.
Okay,
talk
Michael.
To you later.
Hey, nice talking to you.
You take care. We're going to take another call. Brett in Ohio, you just hang on there. We're going to take the break. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. And we'll do all of that after a little bit of the top of the hour of this, and then we'll go ahead and do that. All right, hang on, folks. Second hour of National Intel Report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Hang on.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.